Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Outgoing Congressman Barney Frank is expressing frustration about how state lawmakers redrew his congressional district boundary lines. Frank tells the Boston Globe he feels edged out and says he believes Congressman Ed Markey used his influence to get a better district for himself. Frank says if his own district wasn't so altered, he might have run for re-election. This morning, WBUR's Steve Brown takes a closer look at how redistricting created a very different 4th Congressional District for Barney Frank.
To get a better idea of how the 4th Congressional District has changed, grab a map of Massachusetts and a couple of magic markers. A blue one to show Democratic strongholds, and a red one to show where Republicans do well. Find Newton and Brookline in the northernmost part of the 4th. I'm going to color those blue. They're the most populous parts of the district, with a combined 97,000 voters, and they're the most Democratic. Voters in those communities picked Deval Patrick over Charlie Baker for governor last year, and Martha Coakley over Scott Brown in the special U.S. Senate race. In the legislature, Newton and Brookline are represented only by Democrats. Newton and Brookline are pretty darn blue. But you don't have to go too far south before you start coloring with the red marker. Look at the new communities added to the 4th District. Towns along the Rhode Island border like Wrentham, Plainville, North Attleboro, and Attleboro. While not as populous as Newton and Brookline, these types of communities, and there are about 24 of them scattered around the district, voted for Charlie Baker and Scott Brown. And in many cases, their representatives on Beacon Hill are Republicans.
I think the district would very much like to elect a Republican.
That's Betty Poirier, one of those Republican state reps. She's from North Attleboro, and when I look at my map, I see it's one of the reddest communities in the 4th. Poirier sees Barney Frank's retirement, coupled with the newly drawn congressional district, as a prime opportunity for her party to send one of their own to Washington.
I was thrilled when the redistricting plan came out, and I saw the new district and how the lines were drawn, and I felt it was much more conducive to a Republican candidate, and certainly hoped that we would be victorious in the end, and I have high hopes that we will be.
Poirier hasn't ruled out a run for Congress herself, at least not yet, but she's willing to offer advice for the candidates who will likely be passing through town over the next year.
Well, they certainly need to pay attention to the people in the district and don't take anything for granted. And one of the things I find when people come in to run that are new, that have never done it before, they sometimes fail to talk to the people who have been there for a while and to get the lay of the land through their eyes.
In downtown North Attleboro, residents such as Robert Hatfield say they are likely to vote Republican.
We need a change. I mean, you know, there's too many Democrats in this state, and it's not good.
But there aren't a lot of Democrats in North Attleboro, smack in the middle of the newly drawn 4th Congressional District. Just ask Matt Trowbridge.
Do you feel lonely down there sometimes?
There are definitely times, I won't lie, there are times when I've been the only one out there.
Trowbridge is a member of the North Attleboro Democratic Town Committee, a small but optimistic group.
It's going to be a real horse race. It really is. But, you know, in the end, I find Democrats put forward better candidates who aren't wishy-washy, who know what they want to do, who get in there and do it. And I think that's what matters to people more in the end.
A number of candidates, Democrats and Republicans, will likely be breaking out their maps and markers over the next few weeks, plotting their prospects in the new political landscape. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.